Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
It's the beginning of the week, so here we go. 5 minutes a day, make sure to tune in. You know, I forgot to mention last week when talking about the names on the back of football helmets in the NFL to show solidarity with BLM. One of the names, Jacob Blake, I mentioned from Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot by police. He's accused of sexual assault. So how does his victim feel in this, especially in this culture of Me Too and advocating for women? Why are we considering that? How does the victim of his sexual assault feel seeing his name celebrated on the back of a helmet? No one ever seems to think about or talk about the victims of these perpetrators. All right, let's jump into what I mentioned and didn't get to. This is from the Washington Post last week, September 15th. Reading from the Washington Post, leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention are increasingly dropping the southern part of their Baptist name, a reminder of the convention's historic role in support of slavery. Convention President J.D. Greer said momentum's been building to adopt Great Commission Baptist as the name because of the racial reckoning underway in the United States. Wait, what? Why are we taking cues from rioting Marxists in the culture? What racial reckoning is going on in the U.S. other than stuff being fomented by the mob? And he also says, because many have long seen the Southern Baptist name as too regional for a global group of believers. Why is it? It's not too regional. It's where that denomination took its roots, found its roots. He said this, our Lord Jesus was not a white Southerner, but a brown-skinned Middle Eastern refugee, said Greer. Every week we gather to worship a Savior who died for the whole world, not part of it. What we call ourselves should make that clear. All this from Greer, who this summer used the phrase Black Lives Matter in a presidential address. I'm trying to control myself while I'm reading all of these quotes. It's also, it's all based so much on racial distinction. Why is Greer talking this way? He repeated, the article repeatedly mentions a historic drop in membership last year in the SBC. And of course, the article is delighted to mention that again and again, because ultimately that's the goal of all of this social protesting, is an assault on Christianity. Since August, SBC website has declared we are Great Commission Baptist, because yes, that's going to ingratiate yourselves with the entire world to change your name. It's gonna change the whole ballgame, obviously, being sarcastic. Greer announced on Monday that his church will be using that name as well, and the theme of next year's annual gathering for the denomination will be We Are Great Commission Baptists. So all of this is just playing into the cultural narrative and the demands of the political left. Greer said, moving forward, Baptists shared an evangelical mission, not Southern culture, and that should help shape their identity. He said 20% of the churches in the convention are led by pastors of color, and 63% of churches that were planted or launched last year were led by people of color. And so what we see from Greer is that he's still clinging to racial distinctions. That's great for the gospel. No, that's not good for the gospel. Why are we worried about the color of the skin of a church planter? Are we worried about the color of his hair or his height or weight? This is outrageous. While theology hasn't changed, Greer said, what does need to change is the culture of the convention. We as Baptists want to be defined by 2025, not by 1845. And all of this is empty platitudes, these lines like, we're defined by 2025, not 1845. They're catchy phrases, and we're supposed to go, whoa, that is a good point. You know, that is a really good point. But all that is empty platitudes, fine-sounding arguments with no real substance, what the Bible talks about, fine-sounding arguments. I want to give five reasons to reject a name change. Five reasons to reject a name change. And I don't think I'm going to get to all of them today, so you'll have to come back in tomorrow. Number one, a name change is just virtue signaling. That's all it is. Virtue signaling means having the exterior appearance or veneer of a new virtue or virtuous position, but it's not any real reforms. It accomplishes nothing except making the speaker feel good about himself, this self-righteous veneer or shine or facade of empathy. But it lacks substance. It's not doing anything. Well, then we should demand real reforms, says the person arguing back in their retort. Fine, fine. If you don't want a virtue signal, let's have real reforms. So number two reason to reject the name change. There's nothing to reform. There's no more discrimination or segregation in the SBC. We know that in the original history, the SBC, Southern Baptist Convention, broke off from the North over the issue of slavery. But now, over 150 years later plus, we have to ask the question, is there still a legacy of racism in the SBC in practice now? No, there's not. Racism in the SBC is gone. It's been remediated and reformed out. Are there KK members in pulpits? Are there men still preaching segregation? If there was any of that, then get rid of it. The church discipline the racist in your congregation if you find one. But the reality is there aren't. And since there isn't racism, now the new accusations are flying, since no one can be pinned on actual racism, and that's implicit bias and systemic racism and white privilege. All right, we'll get to all that in our next episode. Bring back the sanity, please. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Name changes accomplish nothing. Next, they're going to ask us to change the name of our own country.